Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Ooh, we've got the skinny on Jimmy Allen's wedding, which is not going to be too far from home. So we're going to talk about that coming up. But first, Oscar nominations are coming out this morning. All right, what can we expect? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, Parasite, they're all expected to get multiple nominations. Joaquin Phoenix is really expected to get the win for his role as the Joker. Yeah. And Renee Zellweger is almost certain to get it for Judy, according to critics.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't see that one. I think that I would be annoyed by it, to be honest with you. Right? Like, I love Judy Garland.
Right, and but just 2 hours of Judy Garland's a lot of Judy?
Well, because it's Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland. I don't know, but I guess she did a great job, so maybe it's worth checking out. So the Oscars are coming up on February 9th. Like I said, we're going to bring you the nominations at 8:37. They come out just after 8 o'clock, so we'll make sure that we update you in the X-Files at 8:37. The Oscars are going to be hostless again this year. Meanwhile, it was just announced that Ricky Gervais is out as host of the Golden Globes, and Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are taking over in 2021.
Yeah, 'cause I remember they did it a few years ago. They did they did a great job.
They're super hysterical. Funny. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Jimmy Allen and his wedding. Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting. So he finally found out, because remember, Jimmy is from Delaware and his fiance is from his hometown in Delaware, and they were talking about getting married in a city. So I thought for sure it's got to be Philadelphia.
Really,
they
right?
have to be getting married here.
We're going to get married close to our home in Pennsylvania. Not a lot of people going to come. It's going to be cool. It's the one time in life I'm just going to be King Bougie. You know, so it's the place where Carson Wentz got married. It's like this lake house type thing. And it's super cool. I was like, this is the one time where I'm going to just step out.
Stepping out. So the place is called the Lake House, and it's in Bethlehem, right around that area. Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be gorgeous. I don't know when the wedding's going to be, but he's going to be our guest for Ski Day, XTU Ski Day. So maybe we can get the details or find out how amazing it was when we see him.
Yeah, or maybe he's coming to our ski day to give us our invitations to hand it to us. Could that be? That's very sweet of him.
I think that's probably why he's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That's a really good point. Yeah, that's it. Coming up in the next X-Files, find out about Tim McGraw and why he's not afraid to fail. He's got a great message for you coming up at 7:37.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So the Academy Award nominations are coming out within the next hour. I'll make sure to have all the highlights for you in the X-Files at 8:37. But right now, the Queen of England has called a family meeting to talk about how to handle the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle issue. Interesting thought on this. I mean, when the Queen calls a family meeting, of course you have to oblige. But I feel like that never happened when I was growing up.
Family meetings?
I thought that only happened on sitcoms. Did your family ever have a family meeting?
I think once to discuss like what to do if there's a fire, like how to get out, you know, because I remember when I was in school, they made a big deal about you have to go home and talk to your family about that. And we did.
Yes. So you kind of called it because you called the family meeting.
Do I get a bell? I called the meeting.
You called the meeting. You're so in charge.
When the Queen calls a meeting, do you think she's just going to say, I've decided you're not leaving?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that works.
I don't know. Are they actually going to discuss something, or is she just going to tell them how it's going to happen? Because, I mean, she's the Queen.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you also bring up a good point. Are they all going to sit all parallel to each other, facing forward as though they were a camera, like on the sitcoms? Right.
Yeah, since the only time there are family meetings are on sitcoms.
Sitcom.
They'll all sit on couches, all facing the same direction.
Kind of like on Happy Days when everybody sits on one side of the booth and the other side is empty for the cameraman. So that could be what's happening. We'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
or maybe they'll have their meeting at a diner. I don't know
that
if they have
be.
Those over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Meanwhile, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are planning to do a tell-all interview with Gayle King from CBS. Not sure when that's going to happen yet, but that's the word. And Meghan Markle also just signed a voiceover deal with Disney. So she's real. I mean, she's going to be making some coin. Instead of getting paid, though, Disney is making a donation on Meghan's behalf to Elephants Without Borders. That's a organization that protects elephants from poachers.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty good stuff. And, you know, we talked a lot about relationships this hour and you know, obviously Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and that's a whole thing. And parenting, I mean, life is stressful, right? And mm-hmm. but and we all expect ourselves to be perfect. That's why I want you to hear Tim McGraw talk about how, you know what? We're not perfect.
I fail every day. I mean, I'm constantly failing. I'm failing as a father. I fail as a husband. I fail as a boss. I fail as an artist. I mean, that's just part of life. But I do think that knowing that I put my foot down and stopped the bed spinning, that when the bed starts spinning again, I have the wherewithal and the confidence to put my foot down quicker.
There you go.
That's nice. Although I don't believe that he fails every day. What's failing for him? Oh, I only did 1,000 squats today instead of 2,000.
I know. That's how it seems, but we all do,
yeah,
right? That's
in little
why,
ways.
And no right. one talks about it. And so then you just kind of harbor it. It just lives inside of you like, oh, I totally let so-and-so down. Or, oh, I should have done that better. I should have worked harder. I should have, could have, would have, whatever. We're all there. None of us is perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Tim McGraw says he fails, Lord knows we fail too. So it's okay. Coming up in the next X-Files, we will give you the scoop on the Oscar nominations, which are coming out in the next hour.
Andy's X-Files are brought to you by Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now. Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so the Academy Award nominations are being announced right now. I'll talk to you about some of the ones that I think are interesting, like Best Animated Movie nominations. How to Train Your Dragon, I Lost My Body, Klaus, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. I think Missing Link got the Golden Globe
okay.
for that one. So we'll see what happens. Best Lead Actor could be Antonio Banderas, Leonardo DiCaprio, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, or Jonathan Pryce. He was in Two Popes. I think that Joaquin Phoenix is probably going to get that for Joker. That seems to be the word right now. Lead Actress, Cynthia Erivo, Scarlett Johansson, Saoirse Ronan, Charlize Theron, and Renee Zellweger. Renee Zellweger, the favorite there for her role in Judy, for the Judy Garland story. Let's see. Okay. So then we have, I think there's 10 nominations for Best
Picture.
Yeah. So it looks like Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. Those are all
tough.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of seemingly very good movies.
I think together you and I may have seen just about all of them.
I know.
We piece it together.
I'm really impressed. I feel like usually when the awards are announced, they're movies that I haven't even heard of, let alone had any interest in seeing at all. And there's some really good stuff on there. Like The Irishman, if you haven't seen that on Netflix yet and you're into mob stories, that is mm-hmm. fantastic. Jojo Rabbit, you saw.
I love Jojo Rabbit. I just saw Parasite over the weekend. That's crazy sauce, that movie.
Is it?
It's really good, though.
And you said it's Korean, so there's subtitles,
It's Korean, so there's
right?
subtitles. Yeah, so you can't watch a movie like I normally do where I'm on my phone and watching the movie.
Yeah.
You actually have to focus, but it's really good.
I'm impressed that you even went for a foreign language film.
Well, I didn't know it at the
time.
I'm
very proud of you. Little Women is supposed to be so good. I saw Marriage Story, which was fantastic.
Okay.
Adam Driver is a bonkers great
really
actor.
Good.
Like, holy mackerel. I had no idea. And he's in the Star Wars movies too, right?
Yeah. And I didn't know Bradley Cooper helped direct Joker.
Yeah.
I had
no
idea.
Where did that come from?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. So much. So much. It's just so much going on. So we will make sure that we have that full list and stuff on 925XTU.com. We're going to keep you updated on all that stuff as it continues. The Oscars, by the way, are going to be held on the 9th of February. And let's talk a little bit about Jimmy Allen, because he's coming for Ski Day.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, why don't you call now and we'll hook you up with some tickets for Ski Day. Can we do that, Donnie? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. What's that number, Dave?
215-263-6700.
All right. Now, I want to keep talking about him because we know that he's getting married. Jimmy Allen is from Delaware. He's engaged to a woman from Delaware. They grew up together, I guess, or at least are from the same hometown. And he's been talking about his wedding, and I was for sure thinking that he was going to get married here in Philadelphia, Well, he finally spilled the beans.
We're going to get married close to our home in Pennsylvania. Not a lot of people are going to come. It's going to be cool. It's the one time in life I'm just going to be King Bougie, you know. So it's the place where Carson Wentz got married. It's like this lake house type thing. And it's super cool. I was like, this is the one time where I'm going to just step out.
How awesome is that, right? Like, he's from this little town in Delaware. I'm sure growing up he never thought that he would be getting married in the same place that a Major League Baseball player got married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just super exciting. So it's called the Lake House. It's a beautiful estate. You can Google it. It's in like Bethlehem,
okay,
in that area. So, I mean, not too far. Not too far. I don't know where he's going to be living, though, because he said not far from home. So I don't know if he means not far from his hometown as opposed to getting married in Nashville, or if he means like he and his wife are going to be moving to Pennsylvania, which would be pretty awesome.
And do we know when the wedding is? Is it?
I don't think that we know when it is. I mean, it's smart for him to not tell us because, of course, we would just show up.
That's why I was wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. So but we'll probably get more details when he comes and performs at Ski Day.
Yeah. As he's zooming down the hill.
Yeah.
February 4th.
Tell us all about it. So, yeah, Ski Day is coming up. So give us a call, and hopefully you can win your tickets and join us because it's going to be awesome. And Jimmy Allen's going to be there performing. 215-263-6200.
X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.